This is a meditation for a new year. My friends, we have arrived. We are here in this new year. We have crossed the boundary of time into the next year with all its resolutions and plans and schedules ahead of us. Let us pause for just this moment before we move boldly onward. Let us pause to hear the breathing all around us, to feel their presence in this room, to know their presence in our lives. Let us pause to consider the trees, their branches stripped bare, their elegant architecture on display. Let us pause to feel the spirit of life and love that ties us to each other, that winds its way through our very bones and settles in our hearts. Before we march forward, armed with resolutions, let us notice what it is that remains every year, every day. What exists beyond schedules and months, beyond time. It welcomes us to life, not just to the start of another year, but every day. And let us end. This morning, we are paused at the beginning of the year. It stretches before us, unknown and unwritten. Some of it will be ordinary and planned for. We will continue the routines we have set and carry out the plans that we have laid. Some of it will be completely unexpected. Adventures, accidents, new circumstances, illness, surprising turns, new people, new ideas, new action. Last night, we closed out the old year. Many of us celebrated with friends, and others passed the evening quietly, and some probably even slept through that moment when 2016 was officially over. Each year, there are people who eagerly wait for the dropping of that ball on Times Square. The previous year has been so full of pain and challenges that they want a symbolic moment when all that is officially over and they can walk towards newer, brighter possibilities. Others simply slide from one year to the next with the desires and wishes that always follow us into a new year. Eat less, exercise more, meditate, be kind, save more, give more. This year, however, it seems the majority of people I speak to have been completely eager to see the last of 2016. And I completely understand. I am one of those people. Just public life was painful enough this year to wish 2016 away. For those of us living in the United States, we endured one of the most dreadful, nasty presidential elections in our lifetimes. It set us on edge. The news cycles created a constant tension of surprises and drama. The meanness, incivility, and violent speech was a constant affront to most Americans' basic values. We were shocked at the way the hatred and bullying from public figures quickly spread to playgrounds, to high schools, and ordinary neighborhoods. Visits to counselors rose. Tensions at offices and churches and families escalated. It was as if a fog of stress and ugliness settled down around us, distressing us, whether we were interested in that or not. Meanwhile, Zika, a little-known disease, was shrinking babies' heads, and nobody knew how or why, only that it was spreading. North Korea tested an atomic bomb. Brazil hosted the Summer Olympics, unprepared and amid political crisis. In a moment that startled the world and acted as an indictment against globalization, Britain voted to leave the European Union. In a similarly shocking vote, the U.S. voted in a billionaire with close ties to white supremacists. to be its president. The people of Syria continued to flee the civil war's brutality, and in a final act of breathtaking violence, citizens in Aleppo were murdered in their homes. It did not seem like something that could happen in a modern city, in a modern times. And then we discovered that we live in a world tied together so closely by environment and economics, but not truth. In a world about where what actually happened is completely debated and unknown. So we all float around in our truth bubbles and our value bubbles, and we wonder how we're going to conduct our lives together into the future. Each year, celebrities, writers, musicians, politicians, and others who shape our public lives die. But this year, the iconic deaths seemed more difficult somehow. We lost those who we seem to have shared our entire lives with. Others died so young and very unexpectedly. Muhammad Ali, David Bowie, Prince, Carrie Fisher, Gene Wilder, Debbie Reynolds, Alan Rickman, Leonard Cohen, Harper Lee, Umberto Eco, Nancy Reagan, Elie Wiesel, John Lennon, Fidel Castro, Richard Adams, and George Michael, to name just a few. We are, so many of us, ready for new beginnings. And we stand here at the beginning of this new year in those possibilities. The Roman god Janus gave his name to the month of January. Janus was the god of beginnings. He was evoked at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month, and the beginning of the day. He was called to be at the first planting and the first harvest. The gates to his temple were opened when wars began and closed when they ended. Janus oversaw change and transition, such as progression from the past to the future, from one condition to another, from one vision to another. He marked the borders between urban and rural and between youth and adulthood. Janus had two faces, one looking back and one looking forward, because that is the truth of things, that any beginning is an ending. Each beginning is leaving something behind. Someday Janus was the most important Roman god, even before Jupiter, because he was called upon so often to attend to the people. And truly, when better to call the divine support into our lives than at the time of change, when something ends and something else begins? For in this moment, all is unknown, and we need support and blessing to fortify us. We are making essential, critical decisions, what to leave behind and what to take on our new journey. And a little help is never a bad thing. This morning, this congregation will serve in the role of Janus and his wife, Carnia, and be with us at this moment of transition, at the ending of the old year and the beginning of the new year, when we can decide what to leave behind and what to take with us on these new adventures. And so I ask you this morning, what do you need to leave behind to begin this new year? What no longer serves you? What might you let go of? Maybe there are feelings that no longer serve: anger, fear, regret, loneliness, apathy, despair, guilt, shame. Perhaps there are relationships in your life that continue to harm you. Maybe it is a way of being in the world or a way of interacting with others that you want to let go. Maybe it is a dream you are still holding on to that must be released. You were given a small piece of paper when you came in this morning. Hopefully you each have pencils and pens, and you may need to share with one another, so do be generous. You are supporting each other. So it's a very tiny little piece of paper, but I want you to write a word that represents what you want to let go of. And in this, I share a poem with you by the Reverend Lois Van Leer. let go of all that binds you, of all that burdens you, of what you carry, of all that shames you or fear, of trespasses and transgressions, of woundedness. Let go of guilt. Let go of anger. Let go of small-mindedness and pettiness, of ways of being that no longer work for you, of compulsions that consume your living. Let go of what you cannot change. Let go of regret, of that which haunts you. Let go of pain. Let go of the ways in which you missed the mark. Let go. And we will take time to consider what we shall let go of in this new year. Begin this new year? That is the other question. What will you take with you? What will serve you? What might you nourish in your heart and in your life? Perhaps it is a hope or a dream. Perhaps it's a new attitude, a new way of being, forgiveness, gratitude, kindness, self-compassion, courage, generosity. Maybe you will bring with you new relationships and a desire for new experiences. Maybe it's just a way of being in your daily life, present with the world, or maybe it's a new way of interacting with other people. So consider your intention for the new year. Consider what you will bring with you. And I share this poem. One tree can start a forest, one bird can herald spring, one smile can begin a friendship, one hand can lift a soul, one star can guide a ship at sea, one word can frame the goal, one vote can change a nation, one sunbeam can light a room, one candle can wipe out darkness, one laugh can conquer gloom, one hope can raise our spirits. One touch can show that you care. One voice can wake up everybody. One life can make a difference. So we will pause as we consider our intentions for the new year. This morning, we are going to take that which we want to let go and burn it and release it to the universe. This little piece of paper is flash paper. So do not fear. It will release that which does not serve you. It will vanish, and you will not be burned. Patrick is going to demonstrate as I read this poem of release by the Reverend Lois Van Leer. Roar through my soul, flame and fire and searing heat. Burn all my fears to ash. Now send your sparks up on the breath of wind, up to the sun and moon and stars, snaking paths, roads for my spirit to follow. Sweet, sweet release. So after you release what you're letting go, you are going to leave the old year behind, and you are going to walk across the sanctuary to the new year. And you are going to light a candle. Trust us. So I will share this poem. Having let go, set your intentions, commit your energies, and let us begin again in love. So I'm going to come down. I'm going to burn and release what I have to burn and release and light a candle for my intentions. So in closing, I share this New Year poem by Mae Sarton, who was so kindly handed to me yesterday by Salima. Let us step outside for a moment. as the sun breaks through the clouds and shines on wet, new fallen snow. And breathe the new air. So much has died that had to die this year. We are dying away from things. It is a necessity. We have to do it, or we shall be buried under the magazines, the too many clothes, the too much food. We have dragged it all around like dung beetles, who drag piles of dung behind them on which to feed, in which to lay their eggs. Let us step outside for a moment among ocean, clouds, a white field. Islands floating in the distance. They have always been there. But we have not always been there. We are going to drive slowly and see the small, poor farms, the lovely shapes of leafless trees, their shadows blue on the snow. We are going to learn the sharp edge of precipitation after a day's fast. There is nothing to fear about this revolution. So it will change our minds. Aggression, violence, machismo are fading from us like old photographs, faintly ridiculous. Did a man actually step like a goose to instill fear? Does a boy have to kill to become a man? Already there are signs. Young people plant gardens. Fathers change their babies' diapers. And we are all learning to cook. Let us step outside for a moment. It is all there. Only we have been slow to arrive at a way of seeing it. Unless the gentle inherit the earth, there will be no earth.